Page 44. Lesson B. Desert Landscapes. 1. Grammar in Context. B. Listen to extracts from a geography lecture about deserts. Which three slides does the professor refer to? Number the slides 1 to 3. There is one extra slide.
Deserts are, for lack of a better description, among some of the most fascinating and diverse landscapes on Earth. They cover approximately one-third of the Earth's land surface and stretch across all continents. But what is a desert? Most people think of them as hot, sandy places, thanks to photographs of sand dunes in the Sahara Desert. But in fact, only about 10% of the world's deserts are covered with sand dunes, including the Sahara. In line with USGS definitions, a desert is an area that has less than 250 millimeters, 10 inches of rain per year. So, Antarctica is a desert, apart from being one of the coldest places on Earth. And in addition to cold deserts, there are also mountainous deserts. Deserts are also commonly believed to be wastelands on account of their harsh living conditions for wildlife and plants. But far from being barren, deserts are often very rich in plant life. Death Valley in the United States has over 1,000 plant species, in spite of the fact that it has some of the most extreme conditions. And many species of animals can also survive in a desert climate by virtue of having adapted to the environment. Some, like the camel, can go up to 8 days without drinking. As for smaller mammals, many have adapted by means of living underground, or by hunting only at night. One problem with deserts is that they expand and encroach on arable land. In fact, there is great concern in many parts of the world about this process, known as desertification. Take, for example, the Gobi Desert, which has spread, in part due to the fact that agricultural practices have changed from those in use prior to the 1950s. China was faced with increasing areas of arid land in place of its valuable grasslands. And as a result of experiencing increasingly severe dust storms, China has started planting trees with the aim of halting desertification. By the end of the planned 70-year project, they will have planted more than 4,500 kilometers, approximately 2,800 miles of trees.